Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Vav. We're holding on daf Ayin Hayam and Beis. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Ayin Hayam and Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss, we're going to have machlokas, when karbanos with the same matan dam, but different rules of achila, like kachem kachem and kachem kalim, where one karban is supposed to be eaten only in the Azara, and the other one in the entire Yerushalayim, one karban is supposed to be shechted b'tzafon, and the other one could be shechted anywhere in the Azara, one karban is nechel l'shnei yom v'lay l'echad, and another one for only Yom V'layla. So what happens when such karbanos get mixed together? How do you treat such karbanos? Then the Gemara is going to have a chiddush that takes up the entire Amud Aleph in questioning this chiddush, and that is the chiddush of Rava, who says that Rabbi Shimon, who allows being mevi, kachem l'beis ha'psul, only allows that in a b'dievet situation, where a mixture happens, but not in a l'chadchila situation, to be mevi kachem l'beis ha'psul. And the Gemara is going to have four challenges to that shita of Rava. So then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss, after dealing with how a Safek Mitzora deals with his Karban, we debate how he deals with his Log Shemen. If a person is a Safek Mitzora, so he has to deal with the Chiyuv Karban that a Mitzora has, but then he also has to deal with the Chiyuv of Log Shemen, of bringing a log of oil. So the Gemara is going to discuss what you do with that, how you get around that Safek. So let's start with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Beis, toward the bottom of the page, Ashem Shinesariv Mishnah. If you have a carbon ashram that gets mixed in with a carbon shlamim, and you don't know which one is which. So carbon ashram can only be shechted in the northern part of the Azara. It can only be eaten in the Azara. It can only be eaten by male kohanim. It can only be eaten for one day and one night. Carbon shlamim could be shechted anywhere in the Azara. It could be eaten anywhere in your shalayim. It could be eaten by anybody, male or female. And it could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Now they're mixed in. You don't know how to treat these animals. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shneim Ishchatu B'tzafon, shech them both in the north. V'yochlu K'chamer Shebehen, and make sure that they're both eaten only by males, and only over the next day and night, and only in the Azara, meaning treat them both with all the chumras. Amrulosa, the Chum says to Rabbi Shimon, how can you do that? That you're only going to eat both karbanos for one day and one night? The karban shalom is supposed to be eaten for 2 days and one night. And by limiting the amount of time that you're allowed to eat the carbon shlamim, you're causing the possibility that if they don't finish it in time, that they're going to have to burn the meat because it's going to have a status of nosar. And ein mevin kachim lebeis apsul, and we know that you're not allowed to cause kachim to become puzzle. So you're not allowed to bring about a hefset of kachim. So therefore, you have to say that even in this taroves, the chum argue, you have to let both animals graze until they develop a mum, and then they'll be sold, and you'll use that money to buy two other karbanos, and one of those karbanos will be an asham, and one of them will be a shlamim. Now, this idea that it's going to cause us to have to burn the nosar, that's how Rashi explains that the hefsid is that we're mema'it the zman achila, so some of the meat will become nosar sooner than it had to become nosar. Asks the Olas Shlomo, there's a Mishnah in this third parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni that Rabbi Shimon allows buying truma with Kesef Ma'aser Sheni, and the Chum say that you're not allowed to buy truma with Kesef Ma'aser Sheni, and Rabbi Shimon says to the Chum, I could tell you Kal V'chomer. If the Torah allows you to buy a carbon shlamim with Ma'aser Sheni money, even though it can now become pigul and noser and tameh, so for sure you should be allowed to buy truma with Ma'aser Sheni money, because all of the psulim of pigul, noser, and tameh don't apply to truma. And the Chum responded, it's true, when you buy a carbon shlamim, it could be that the Ma'aser is going to end up being lost, it's going to end up being ruined through these psulim, because now it's subject to so many more disqualifying factors. But when you buy truma, there's a greater hefsid, because by Ma'aser, at least it could be eaten by non-kohanim. Truma is also for Zarim. So it turns out that when your Mechal of the Kedushas Truma on Meiser, you're preventing Zarim from eating it, and you're Mema'it the Achila. So according to the Chum, what do you see? That the Hefsid that's caused by Miut Ochlim, by limiting the people who can eat it, is a greater Hefsid than that which is caused by being Mema'it the Zman Achila. So if that's the case, why over here does Rashi say that the hefsid in treating it like a korban asher and not like a korban shlamim is in the zman achila, he should have said better that the hefsid is that there are fewer people who are able to eat it. Because if it were a korban shlamim, it would be allowed to be eaten by men and women, and it doesn't have to be eaten by kohanim. Whereas a korban asher can only be eaten by zichrei kohuna. So that's what the Ola Shlomo suggests to be metaret. That when it comes to Meiser, right now it's mutter to everybody, so the Chum hold, by limiting who can eat it, that's a greater hefsid. But by an Ashen that's already mixed in with a Shlamin, either way, no one's going to be, you know, if you decide that you're not going to treat it like an asham, so then no one's going to eat the shlamim. It's not like now the way things are, everyone's going to be able to eat the shlamim, but I'm going to be mimait the number of people who can eat it by treating it like an asham. No, right now it's already mixed in with an asham. So the other option is to let it graze until it develops a mum, so no one's going to be able to eat it anyway. So that's how he suggests to be matari. It's why it's not a stira with the Mishnah in Maseches Meitzah Sheni. Now, this idea that you may be kachem the base of psul comes up in halacha as well, even though we don't have kachem, unfortunately, bizman hazeh. The Ramah writes in Aruch Chaim Simon Tov Reish Daled, Si'iv Beis, that we don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Yom HaKippurim. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in the name of the Chai Adam that since bizman habayis, it was usher to be makriv a korban todah on Erev Yom HaKippurim, because all the korbanos that are eaten liyom v'laylo or l'shneyom v'laylo echot can't be brought in an Erev Yom Kippur, because you're not going to be able to eat it that night when it's Yom Kippur. So it would turn out that you're being maybe libeis absul. You're bringing a carbon that you're not going to be able to maximize its full time of eating it. So you're not allowed to bring such a carbon. That's why we don't say Mizma L'Soda on Erev Yom Kippur, because you can't bring a Karban Todah on Erev Yom Kippur, especially when it comes to a Karban Todah. Karban Todah is 40 loaves of bread, so it was challenging enough to eat it in one day and one night, or to have it eaten in one day and one night. But can you imagine the challenge if it had to be eaten all in one day, not even one day and one night? Now, the truth is, the makar of this din that appears in Maseches Beitzah and Maseches Pesachim is not really about Erev Yom Kippur, it's really about Erev Pesach, because the Karban Todah comes with, as we mentioned, 40 lachmei Todah. 30 of them are matzah, but 10 of them are chametz. So that's why you can't be brought in Erev Pesach. But the halacha, the Ramah just assumes the halacha, that the same is also going to be true on Erev Yom HaKippurim, when not only won't you be able to eat all of the loaves, you won't be able to eat any of the loaves, because it's going to be Yom HaKippurim. Okay, back in the Mishnah, this arvu chatichos bechatichos, if pieces of meat of kachim gets mixed in with other pieces of meat of kachim. For example, kachik kachim bekachim kalim, you have a meat of a carbon chatos or an asham, which is kachik kachim. That gets mixed in with meat of a carbon toda, which is kachim kalim. Where in both cases, it's only eaten for one day and one night, but they have different halachos about where you can eat them, about who can eat them. That kachik kachim is eaten in the azara only by male kohanim, whereas kachim kalim can be eaten anywhere by anybody. Or you have a mixture of those kachim foods that could be eaten only for one day, like the shalmei todah, the el nazir, versus those kachim kalim foods that could be eaten for 2 days and a night, like the korban shlamim. So you have to eat it with the chumras of the more stringent of the two. Good. So says Gemara, Tani Tana Kamei de Rav. They taught in front of Rav that if a person has fruits that grew during Shavuos, during the Shemitah year, Ein lokchin bedemel truma mipnei shemat in bachilasa. You have fruits that grew during the Shemitah year. You sold those fruits. You got money for those fruits. That money now has kedusha shviyas. If you take that money and you buy peros with that money, whatever you just purchased has kedusha shviyas, and therefore you're not allowed to use that money to buy truma. Why? Because you're mema'et in the achilas truma. Shemitah has a chiyuv biur, that as soon as that particular type of food is no longer available out in the field to the wild beasts, a person has to get rid of that food from his house. So it turns out that by buying truma food and giving truma food the status of Shemitah, you are going to ruin the truma food, because as soon as it's no longer available in the field, you're not going to be allowed to eat that truma food anymore. So had that truma food not had kedushas shviyas, you'd be able to eat it forever. So that's why you're not allowed to buy truma food with this. How do I know this din of as soon as it's no longer available to the chaya basada? Because the pasuk says in the Torah, "Lehemtecha lechaya asher artzcha tia kol tzvu asal lechol." So we darshan, yeah, as long as it's available to the chaya basada, you're allowed to eat it in the bayis. But when it's no longer available to the chaya basada, you're not allowed to eat it in the bayis. This is all how Rashi explains our Gemara. Tosos, however, in Dibra Maskel Shvius asks on Rashi. The Mishnah in the ninth parak of Masech Shvius tells us, if someone has Peru Shvius and it came time for Shas Habir, so the halacha is he gives Mazon Shalosh Seudos to each person in his house, to each person that he knows of. Meaning, you don't have to destroy all the Peros of the Shas Habir, you just have to give it out to whoever you can. Everyone gets 3 meals worth, no one's allowed to have more than 3 meals worth. So it turns out you're not really being Mema'it in the Achilles HaTruma, because when this Man Bir comes, everyone will just eat it. You just need more people to eat it. So that's what Tosos answers. No, you're still being Mema'it Ba'achila, because you're going to give to all your family members and your friends. You still may have more left over. You may not find enough people to give 3 meals worth to get rid of all of your Truma. And then it's going to have to be Nevad Mina Olam. However, the Shitas HaRambam is that if you, meaning this fits very well with Shitas HaRambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Shmita Yovel, that Biur means that you actually have to destroy it. This whole discussion, though, is much more difficult if you assume like the Shitas HaRamban. The Ramban Vayikra Perichafei understands that there's no mitzvah of destroying the peros from the world. No, the mitzvah is bring them outside when the Shas HaBiur comes. What does it mean to do Biur? You bring the peros outside and you make them Hefker, and then you can reacquire them afterwards. So then why is it aser to buy using Shemitah money to buy Truma? Even when it comes to the Zman of Beer, you're not going to be ruining the Achila of the Truma. You'll still be able to eat the Truma. You'll just do the Hefker thing and you'll bring it right back. So the Mishnah Rishona in the 8th Parak of Masech HaShviyah suggests that since when you're mafkir them, you have to be mafkir them to everybody, even to be eaten by a behema and a chaya, it could be that it turns out that it's a hefsid for truma, because it could be that when you're mafkir it, a behema or a chaya will eat it. You also suggest that it could be, according to the Shitas Ramban, there's no isser mitzad hefsid truma, the isser is mitzad hefsid shviyas, that had that shviyas not taken on truma status, you could have bought chulin fruits with it, and that could be eaten by anybody. By the fact that it's taking on truma status, is you're really limiting who you can give it to, because you can't give it to all your family and friends and neighbors. Now you can only give it to Kohanim. So in that sense, it's causing a hefsid. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Amru Rabban Kamei D'Rava. The Rabbanan said in front of Rava, Hadalok Rabbi Shimon. This din of this brisa is against Rabbi Shimon. Deik Rabbi Shimon, because if you were following Rabbi Shimon, Hamra Mavim Kachem Lebeis Apsol. Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah that you are allowed to bring Kachem Lebeis Apsol. So it has to be that there's no Isser to use Shemitah money to buy Truma. What? What are you worried about? That it's going to bring the Truma Lebeis Apsol because when it comes to the Shas Bir, you're going to have to get rid of the Truma? Well, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to bring things lebeis apsul, says Rava. So says the Rabban in front of Rava. So Amaluhu, so Rava said back to them, Afilu Temu Rabbi Shimon, this Brisa could even be following Rabbi Shimon. And I, Rabbi Shimon, also, you're allowed to bring things lebeis apsul. No, he doesn't. Haini mili diyaved, he only holds you're allowed to be made lebeis apsul when there was already taroves of one kachem and another. But lechachila lo, he would never say lechachila that you're allowed to be made lebeis apsul. So now, Rava's chiddush, this is critical because it's the whole rest of the next amud. Rava's chiddush is that when Rabbi Shimon allows you to be made lebeis apsul, it's only de'i'avad, it's only when there was already a taroves. But if there was not yet a taroves, then you're not allowed to be made lebeis apsul. The Gemara is going to challenge Rava 4 times. Challenge number one, ulechachila lo, does Rabbi Shimon not allow lechachila to be mevi kachim lebeis apsul? Esve Abaye, Abaye says, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah, v'kulan rasha'in kohanim leshanos v'achilason, all the kachim that could be eaten, the kohanim, can eat them however they like to eat them. La'achlan sluyin, shlukin, mevushalin, la'asis l'tochan tavlei chulin, mitavlei truma, divrei Rabbi Shimon. They could eat them roasted, they could eat them cooked, they could eat them scalded, however they like to prepare it, whatever spices. They can use spices of truma and spices of chulin. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. And the reason he holds that way is because the pasuk says, l'chol kachav b'nei Yisrael l'chanes hatim l'mashcha. And the mashcha means something that's a lashon of gedula, that kachim needs to be eaten in a most chashiv a fashion, in the way that kings eat. And over there, Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, you can't put truma tavlin into pieces of kachim, because truma normally is allowed to be eaten forever. By putting it in kachim, you're limiting its zman achila to the time that you're allowed to eat that kachim. So that's being maybe truma lidei beis apsul. From the fact that Rabbi Shimon allows putting tavlin of truma into kachim, don't you see that even the chachila, Rabbi Shimon allows you to be maybe the day base of soul, he allows you to take the truma and limit its zman achila to the zman achila of the kachim that you're putting it into. So you do see this notion that lemashcha legedula, that when it comes to the kohen eating and doing the avoda, eating karbanos, that there is this notion of lemashcha. Some of the poskim, the Mari Brona, writes in the name of Tosos that the din mashcha is not only by achilas kachim that has to be eaten b'dar kedula; it's by all matnos kuhuna, that it should be done in a way that the kohen looks like someone who's very important. And therefore, he says, even by pidyon aben, the avi aben should stand in front of the kohen should be sitting, it should be like he's a king, and it's being presented to him, because lamashcha l'gedula, in every sense, when it comes to matnos kuhuna. Anyway, but this is a kasha and Rava, because Rava says that Rabbi Shimon does not allow being maybe kachim lebeis apsul lechatchila. So Malay Rava responds, Hanach l'trumas tavlin derabanan. No, you can't ask a kasha on me from how we treat truma of spices where it's only me derabanan in the first place, and that's why Rabbi Shimon is able to be mekel and even lechatchila to be mevi l'dei beis apsul. But real truma midor raisa, he would never be mekel. What makes trumas tavlin midrabanan? So the pasha is because on a daraisa level, only dagan tirosh v'yitzar is chayiv in truma min haTorah, because the pasuk says in Bamidbar Parak Yud Ches, kol chelav yitzar, kol chelav tirosh v'dagan. And by Maisos it says Maisos Degancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. So that's what Tosos points out. Maseches Nazir, Tosos Maseches Yuma discusses what tavlin is chayiv in Trumas Maisos even midrabanan, and which tavlin is entirely pata from Trumas Maisos. But at the most, it's only going to be chayiv midrabanan Trumas Maisos. However, the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Trumas writes that all peros are chayiv in Trumas Maisos min haTorah. But even according to the Rambam, the Pashtus says, yes, peros, but not tavlin. However, the Radvaz in Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, understands the Shitas HaRambam, that even tavlin is chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros, min haTorah. So when Rava says, Trumas Tavlin Drabanan, that's only going the Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon holds Trumas Tavlin is Drabanan, and that's why Rabbi Shimon would say, Hanuch L'Trumas Tavlin Midrabanan, you're allowed to be Mema'i Dizman Achila of Trumas Tavlin because it's only Midrabanan. But Rabbi Meir disagrees, Rabbi Meir holds that it's really Doraisa, and that's why you're not allowed to be Mamait Zman Achila of Truma. Okay, so that was challenge number one to Rava. Challenge number two, Eisveis Habaye Viter asks on Rava, there's a Mishnah in the third paragraph of Meiser Sheni. Ain lo kin Truma because of Meiser. Your Kohen who has Meiser Sheni money is not allowed to buy Truma without Meiser Sheni money in Yerushalayim. Why? Because he's limiting the Achila of that Truma. Meiser Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, cannot be eaten by an Onain. Truma could be eaten anywhere and could be eaten even by an Onain. So when you buy truma with your Meiser Sheni money, now you have to treat it with the chumra, not only of truma, but with the chumra of Meiser Sheni. So now this is truma that's limited to Yerushalayim, truma that cannot be eaten by a no-nein. So that in some ways limiting to the truma. Rabbi Shimon says it's totally fine to use the Maaser Sheni money to buy Truma. So what do you see? The Rabbi Shimon holds, you're allowed to be limiting on the Achilas Truma, even the Chachila, even with real Truma Doraisa. So how could Rava say that Rabbi Shimon would never be Matir the Chachila? It's only B'diyeva that Rabbi Shimon is Matir. So says Gemara, Ishtikle. Rava didn't have anything to respond, and he admitted he agreed to Abaye. Now it's interesting because we have four Kashas on Rava. The second of the four is the one where Rava admits that Abaye is correct. In all the other ones, he fights back. So, but because you have that second one, so it seems at the end of the day that Lamaskana, that Abaye is correct. Ki also the kamei de Rav Yosef, when Abaye came to Rav Yosef, Amalei Amaylo Tosve Meha, he says, you could have asked on Rava a better kasha. You could have asked from the Mishnah in the 8th parak of Masech HaShviyas. Ein Mevashin Yerik Shal Shviyas, and this will be our third kasha on Rava. Ein Mevashin Yerik Shal Shviyas B'Shemen Shal Truma. You're not allowed to cook Shemitah vegetables in Truma oil. Shalei Yavi Ukachin Leves Apsul, because the Truma doesn't have a Zman by which it must get eaten. Shemitah does have Zman by which it must get eaten up until the Zman of Biur. So when you are the Mechala, the Kedusha Shviyas on Truma, you're causing that the Truma also can only be eaten until the Zman Biur, and then it's going to have to be destroyed. So you are therefore being Mafsid Truma. That's how Rashi understands that the Isser is Midin the Hefsid Truma, not Midin the Hefsid Shviyas. And that's how we explained earlier as well. However, the Rambam and the Bartanura explain that the Isser is mitzad the hefsid shviyas, because if a tamei person touches peru shviyas, it doesn't passel it. But now that this shviyas also has the status of truma, it becomes passel when it becomes tamei. So it's being mafsid kachim on a double level. But guess what? Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon allows it. Apparently, Rabbi Shimon holds even lechachila. You're allowed to be mevi kachim. Lebes Apsul, that's a Kashan Rava, who says Rabbi Shimon would never allow it l'chadchila, that he only allows it b'diavad. So the way Rashi understands is that Rav Yosef asked Abaye, why didn't you ask on Rava from this Mishnah Masech HaShviyas as well? So asks Rabbi Kiveger, why does Rashi have to say that he's asking you should have, that you should have asked also from this Mishnah Masech HaShviyas? Is there a reason to show from one Mishnah, I mean, from many Mishnayos, if you already have a kasha and Rava, you know, Abaye's second kasha was good enough that Rava was moded to it, meaning it was checkmate. Rava had nothing to respond. So what, is there a maila in just piling on and bringing more and more kashas? So it could be that what Rav Yosef was really asking him was, why did you ask from your Mishnah Masech Shviyas? Why did you ask from your Mishnah at all? You could have only asked from the Mishnah in Masech Shviyas, and it would have been better, because the Mishnah Masech Shviyas, first of all, comes before Masechas Maaser Sheni, so it makes more sense to ask from my Mishnah, says Rav Yosef. And second of all, the Kasha from Maaser Sheni could have gotten a response. Even though it didn't, he could have answered that it's talking about Truma Midrabanan, and that's where Rabbi Shimon was makel to be maybe lebeis apsul. But the kasha from Masech HaShviyas, you can't say it's Truma Midrabanan because it's explicit. It says Shemen Shel Truma. Shemen Shel Truma is obviously Midaraisa. Karen Oro also wonders on Rav Yosef what Indian there is in bringing several Mishnayos. And says Rav Yosef held that the kasha from the Mishnah Masech HaMaaser Sheni could have been resolved, that the reason that Rabbi Shimon allowed it is because of the Kal V'chomer from Korban Shlamim, that if Shlamim, the Torah is matir to buy with Maaser Sheni money, even though it could be maybe the day Pigul V'nosar, Kolshken, that you're allowed to buy Truma with Maaser Sheni money. So you can't bring a raya from there. The Rabbi Shimon holds that you're allowed to bring Kachem L'Beis Apsul, but from the Mishnah Masech HaShviyas, there is a raya. The Rabbi Shimon Shita is that you're Mevin Kachem L'Beis Apsul. So anyway, so this is what Rav Yosef tells Abaye. You should have asked from this Mishnah Masech HaShviyas. So I'm like, Abaye defends himself. Didn't I already ask from the Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon allowed l'chachila putting spices of truma into kachim meat, even though that's bringing the truma l'beis apsul? And guess what? Rava had a response to it. Vamli hanach l'chumas tavlin d'rabanan. And he told me you can't bring a raya from there because that's truma midrabanan. So says Abaye, that's why I didn't challenge him from the Mishnah and Shviyas. He could have had the same answer. Hachanami trumas yerek d'rabanan. Over here also, Rabbi Shimon could have been, could have responded that he's only mekel because we're talking about truma of a vegetable, which is only d'rabanan. Says the Gemara, no, we're not talking about truma Trumas Yerek. Ihachi ibchami bailil misni. If we were in fact talking about Trumas Yerek, it should have said Yerek shel Truma b'shemen shel Shavias. That the mixture of the vegetable and the oil was the Truma. The vegetable was the Truma, and the oil was Shavias. And then it would have been clear that we're talking about Truma Midrabanan. But once we say that you're not allowed to be Mvashel Yerek shel Shavias b'shemen shel Truma, it's so clear that we're talking about Truma min HaTorah, because it's Shemen of the Truma, and Shemen is Chayv in Truma min HaTorah. So that's why Rabbi Shimon allows cooking with the Yerek Shel Shviyas. So you see that Rabbi Shimon holds it, you're allowed to be Mevil Deves Absolich Archila, even though it's something that's Chayv in Truma min HaTorah. Shitim Gubetzis asks that in the Mishnah Shviyas it says Mefurash, that you're not allowed to be Mvashel Yerek Shel Shviyas B'Shemen Shel Truma. So the Mishnah is clearly talking about that the vegetable is the Shemitah and the oil is the Truma, and it's Truma Midaraisa. So how could Abaye say to Rav Yosef, oh, Hachanami Trumas Yerek Derabanan? That over here also Rava could have answered me Trumas Yerek Derabanan. What do you mean Rava could have answered? No, we couldn't have said that. It's explicit. Furthermore, why does Rav Yosef say, no, if you're saying right, then it should have said it. He should have said, read the words. What does it say? It says clearly, Shemen Shel Truma. So that's why Shitim Gvetzos understands a little different. That Abaye's response was, Hachanami Dirabanan, meaning to say that Rava could have responded to him that in the Mishnah and Shviyas, we're not talking about Shemen from olive oil, that's from olives, that's Chayiv Midaraisa. Maybe we're talking about sesame oil or oil from different types of nuts and other sources of oil where it would only be Chayiv and Truma Midrabanan. And that's what Rav Yosef responds. If that's what we were talking about, why would we make a big deal about why would we choose an example where the Truma is the Shemen, if anyway what we really mean is that the Truma is only Midrabanan? From the fact that we go out of our way to give an example of Truma that is Shemen, it must be that we're dealing with Truma Midaraisa. So Abaye responds to Rav Yosef a little differently in why he didn't ask on Rava from the Mishnah Shviyas. V'lav musvisei Mimas Nisim, didn't I already ask on him from our Mishnah, the Matir Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon allows being makar of both karbanos, even though you're going to be maybe the shlamim lidei psul? Va'amar li, and Rava responded to me that Rabbi Shimon was only matir di'arav, where it already got mixed together. So hachanami, maybe in the Mishnah Shviyas it's also talking about di'arav, that it was already mixed together and it can't be separated out, meaning that's a b'di'avit situation, it's not a chadchila situation. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not. Idi Yarav, if the Mishnah Shviyas is talking about that it was already mixed in, Maitamaya de Ravana, then why would Ravana hold that you're not allowed to be Mevashalit together? If it's already mixed in, there's no way to separate it out from each other, to separate the vegetable and the oil out from each other. So if you don't cook them together, so all the Shemen is going to go to Ibud when the Zman Bir comes. So why would it be also to cook them together? Are you adding any Hefsid by being Mevashalit together? So it says, where me did I have Ashim and Shlamim? This is like the Ashim that gets mixed in with the Shlamim, that even though it's already mixed together, the Chamer is still Machmir, don't be makr of them. They say, let it graze, develop a moon, bring sell it, use the money, bring other karbanos. So by the Yerek that's mixed in with the Shemen, the same thing, the Chum will hold that even after it's already mixed together, we're not allowed to cook them together. Says Gemara, no. Mi dami, how can you compare those two shitos of the Rabbanan? Hasam, when it comes to the Asham that's mixed in with the Shlam, I get why the Chum will say not to be makrovic, because there's another Eitzah. Islay takanta bari'iya. There's a way to fix the situation by allowing them to graze. But when it's a vegetable that's mixed with oil, there is no takana to have them graze. Halo dami elo lechaticha shebechatichos dekivan de takanta de teachel kecham shebehen. That this is more similar to the Seifa, where one chaticha gets mixed in with another chaticha. So they keep in the less takanta, since there's no takana beri'iya, even the chamar moda, that you have to eat it kachamar shabahen. So the same would therefore be true when you have a vegetable in oil, where we should have been matir to cook them together, because there's no other takana. So if the chachamim asr, even cooking them together, you have to say that it's that the Mishnah Masech Shviyas is talking about where they are not yet mixed together. together, and you want to mix them together and cook them together. And that's where Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you're allowed to do that, even lechatchila. So it sounds like he holds that you're maybe kachem midoraisa, so they base up soul, even lechatchila. And that's the kasha on Rava. So maskef laRavina. Ravina asks on Rav Yosef, mi dami, can you compare a vegetable of Shemitah that's mixed in with oil of truma to a chaticha that's mixed in with other chatichos? Chaticha shabi chatichos lasle takanta klal. When you have one chaticha mixed in with another chaticha, there's no way to fix it. There's no way to separate it out. Hai isle takanta b'schita. When you have a yerek mixed in with shemen shel truma, you can squeeze the shemen of truma out of it. So there's a way to separate it out. Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef who holds that no, you can't, that you can't separate it out, he'll tell you, hechi nischot, how exactly are you supposed to squeeze it out? Nischot tuva, what, you're going to do a real good, strong squeeze? Come mafsid v'shvius. Then you're going to be mafsid the Shemitah food as well, because when you squeeze it out really well, it's not going to have any time at all. It's not going to be a pleasant tasting thing. And the Torah says, v'yisar shabbos ha'aretz l'chem li'achla, and l'chem say l'achla v'lo l'hafsid. Nischot porta, what, should you squeeze it out just a little bit? Sof sof, yoruvim ma'arev. At the end of the day, the oil is mixed in with the vegetable, and when it comes time for biur, and you're going to have to destroy the yerek, it turns out that you're destroying the shemen of truma as well. So since there's no takana without cooking it, why would it be usur to be mevashalit? So it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the shemen and the yerek are not yet mixed, and now someone wants to mix them, and still it's machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Chamin. And if Rabbi Shimon allows you to cook them, you see that Rabbi Shimon holds lechatchila, you're allowed to be maybe kachem lebeis apsul. So that was Rav Yosef's point. That's why we should have asked on Rava from there. Now the Gemara says a fourth kasha on Rava. Esve, this one Abaye asks directly. It says in the Braisa, if you have a Mitzorah who's not sure if he's a Mitzorah Muskar, who does not have to bring a Korban, or if he's a Mitzorah Mukhlat, who does have to bring a Korban on his eighth day from the time that he's healed from his Tzoras. So he's got to bring a Korban, the Tara. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lemachras, after the day of his Taglachas and his Tevila on the eighth day, Mevi Ashamo Velugo. He should bring a sheep for a Korban Hashem, and a log of shemen imo, v'lugo imo, a log of shemen with it. Va'omer, and he should say, im shel mitzora, if there's a chi of carbon mitzora, if I'm a real mitzora mochlat, hareza ashamo v'ze lugo, then here's my carbon asham, and here's my log shemen. V'im lav, but if I'm only a mitzora muskar, and I'm not chayiv in the carbon, asham ze shel shame nedava, let this carbon be a carbon nedava. And since there's a suffix, whether it has a din of an asham or a shlamim, you therefore have to treat it like the chumra of both. Also, asham ta'un shchita batzafon, you need to do shchita batzafon like a carbon asham, and matan bahonos, you need to take from the dam of the carbon and put it on the thumbs and big toes of the mitzora, like you're chayiv to do with the asham of a mitzora, but also usmicha unesachim utunavas chazav shok. You also have to treat it like a shlamim. So you need to do smicha. You need to bring nesachim along with it. You need to wave the chazav shok. V'nechal liyom v'layla. It can only be eaten for one day and one night, like a carbon asham, and not for 2 days and one night, like a carbon shlamim. Because maybe this guy is not chayiv a real carbon of a mitzora, and maybe it's therefore really a carbon shlamim. But Rabbi Shimon is still saying, even though it might be a carbon shlamim, Rabbi Shimon is still saying, treat it with the chumrah of a carbon asham, and only eat it for one day and one night. So here's a lechatchila case where he is telling you to be maybe lidei beis apsul. So that's a kashan Rava who says that that Rabbi Shimon would never tell you lechatchila to be maybe lidei beis apsul. Answers Gemara to kuni gav rishayni. Rabbi Shimon is moda that it's also lechatchila to bring kachum l'dei beis apsul. This case is not a lechatchila case. The guy has no idea what he is. The only way to make him okay, to make him whole again, is by allowing him some sort of process of karbonos. So that's why Rabbi Shimon allows it over here. So that challenge to Rava goes answered. The only one that goes unanswered is the second of the four challenges. Now we go back to explaining this braisa, right? When we spoke about this guy who doesn't know whether he's chayv carbon mitzora, so he said he brings the animal and he treats it with the chumrav and asham and shlam, and he brings lugo imo, the log shemen as well. Says marhate nech asham, log ma'ik l'meimer. Einstein, very well, the asham, he makes a tanai over the asham. But when it comes to the log shemen that goes with with the Yashem. So what are you going to say? How could the Mitzora act with that log of Shemen? Al Tzad, that he's not a Mitzora Muchlat, he's not Chayiv in it at all. So how could he bring into the Azara a log of Shemen that may not be Kachin? Aren't you not allowed to bring Chulin into the Azara? So that's how Tosfos understands the Kasha, that since he's doing the Avodos with the oil, he's being Mazah Sheva Pamim, Keneged the Pesach Ol Moed, he's putting on the Bahonos and the Rosh of the Mitzora. So Al Tzad, that he's not Chayiv to do all of that, he is doing an Avoda with Chulin, with oil that's Chulin. That's a violation of Achnasas Chulin, the Azara. So the Achronim write, the Parameiros and others, Kerenorah, that you see that had it not been for the Avodos, it would not be a violation of Chulin Azara. I mean, if you would just bring oil into the Azara, that's Chulin, without actually doing anything with that oil, that would in fact not be a violation of Chulin Azara. It's interesting, in the Nesivos HaKodesh, he raises the question, if you hold that it's Asher to be Machnas Chulin Azara only on a Darabanan level, then what's the Gemara's Kasha? Over here you have a Safek, maybe he's a Mitzora, maybe he's not a Mitzora, and we're asking, oh, how could he bring the oil into the Azara? Well, if the Yisr bring Chulin into the Azara is only in the Drabanan, Safek to Rabanan Lakula. So that's a stark Akasha that some of the Achronim ask. So anyway, what does he do with this oil? After all, it might be Chulin Bazara. And the Gemara answers, Da'amar Log Zeh Yehinedava. He brings the Log Shemen also as a nedava. So he says, if I'm not chayiv, the carbon of a mitzora, let this be a nedava. Says Gemara, how can you bring oil as a nedava? V'dilma lav mitzorahu ubayi mikmatz. Maybe he's not a mitzora, and the nedava is a valid nedava, but then you need to do kemitza from the nedava. And says Gemara, the mikmatz, yeah, we're talking about that he did take kemitza from the log shemen. Because the halacha is, that just like carbon mincha requires kemitza, log shemen also requires kemitza. So says Gemara, v'dilma mitzorahu, but maybe he's a mitzvah and he has to bring a log shemen for his tara ubayi matan sheva, and he's going to need to do seven hazaos with this oil, and that's going to be a problem because he's treating it like a nedava. Says, well, no, diyahiv, he does that too with the oil. He does a kemitz from the oil in case it's a nedava. He does sheva matanos bahonos with the oil in case it is in case it's for his carbon mitzvah. Once he did the kemitza, it's less than a log of shemen. And the Torah says that a mitzora has to bring a log of shemen for his tara, not a log of shemen minus a kemitza worth. So it says, one of the ma'isi porta ummalile. Case must be that he tops it off. After he takes the kemitza, he tops it off with a little more oil. Chaser halog ditnan, and we have a mission in the Goyim that tells us that you're allowed to do that. That chaser halog ad shelo yatzak, if the log becomes a little less than a log before he puts it on his left palm, yimalenu, you can top it off, you can fill it up. So by the log shemen, by this log shemen as well, that's being bami safek, you can say the same thing. That first the coin takes a kemitza because maybe it's in a dava, and then he puts a little bit more oil to fill it up again to make sure that it's a full log. Frek the gemarva by haktara, but the kometz that the kohen takes from the oil requires haktara, like every kemitzas mincha, because it could be that the person is not a mitzora and the shemen is babin adava. Says gemara da akter lei. Yeah, he does the haktara of the kometz. Who says he's not doing the haktara? Says gemara emas. But when's he doing the haktara? E baser matnas sheva. If he's only being makterit after he does the seven hazaos, you're not allowed to be makter after you did the seven hazaos, because Al Tzad, that this shaman is just an adava, havlu shirayim shechasu ben kemitza laktara. This turns out to be shirayim of shaman that you took a kemitza from, that becomes lessened between the kemitza and laktara, and ein maktir in es hakometz alein. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to be maktir the kometz if the shirayim became lessened after you took the kemitza. And he called the matnas sheva, and if you're going to be makter the kometz before you do the mitzora stuff on it, before the matnas sheva, kol shem men liishem areihu beval satiru, any carbon that you bring, part of it that's roi la akrava, whatever's left over is aser ba akrava and is aser to do any avoda with. And therefore, if he's makter the kometz first, he should not be able to do the sheva hazaos with this oil either, because whenever you brought part of it on the mizbeach, no other avoda-like thing can be done with the rest of it. So you should not be able to do the matan bahonos with the rest of it. So I'm Ravito Breda Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, Demasik Lahu L'Shem Eitzim. Now, just like by Shiare Karban, the din is that even though you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbech as Kazeh Hakrava, you're allowed to bring it b'toras etzim, like as if it's just going to feed more fuel to the Atzei Ma'aracha, but it's not part of the Hakrava. So here also, we could say that the Kohen will sprinkle the Shemen, the Shemayim, that it's just like sprinkling water, that it's totally benign, that the Kohen makes it Tanai when he's doing the sprinkling, and he says, if this guy is really a Mitzora, and he's Chayiv in this Shemen for his Tara process, so then this is not Shemen that's Babin and Dava, and the Akhtar Sakomets is not considered Akhtara, and the Shiari Hashemen are not considered Shirayim, and the Hazaus are L'Shem Tara. But if he's not a Mitzora Mukhlat, and the Shemen is just an Adava, and the Akhtar Sakomets is really Akhtara, and the Shiari Hashemen really become Asur Ba'azav because they're Shirayim, so then these Hazaus are just like sprinkling water. It's not a real avoda. It's not a real significant hazaa. And the raya that you're allowed to bring shirayim on the mizbeach, as long as you're not mechaving l'shem haktara, is from a brisa. D'tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, the reach nichoach yatamala, avla tamala l'shem etzim. That Rabbi Lazar holds that when the Torah says ki chol saor v'chol devash l'saktir mimenu yishal Hashem, and the next pasuk says korban reishis takriv osam l'Hashem v'al mizbeach lo yadu l'reach nichoach, and the second pasuk is telling me that saor and devash from the first pasuk are not roi l'akrava, but you can still bring for a korban reishis, they are ra'ui, meaning the devash that are peiros can be brought as bikurim, the sa'or can be brought as shtei alechem on shavuos. And when the pasuk says al mizbech lo yad l'reach nichoach, it means to say that from the first pasuk that it's also to be makriv shiari karban, it's also to be maktir sa'or and devash. That's only when you're trying to do it l'reach nichoach. But if you're trying to bring it on the Mizbeach, l'shem etzim, that's perfectly fine. You're allowed to burn something on the Mizbeach as long as it's b'toras, not being a korban. It's b'toras, etzim alone. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up from the very top line of Daf Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph with V'ha'ika.